Lightspeed Spanish. This is one of our word blogs. This time we're focusing on verbs and a very, very interesting range of verbs. Becoming.
Sebastián
está gritando. Vale, Cintia.
Hola, Gordon.
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Muy bien, estoy muy bien.
¿Sí?
Muchas gracias. Sí, estoy
bien. Me alegro,
bien.
Sí.
Te veo muy moreno.
¿Moreno?
Sí.
¿Sí?
Tienes cara de salud, Gordon, hoy.
Sí, porque corro fuera.
Corres.
Y también como muchas zanahorias. Y creo que tiene que ver.
No, porque con zanahorias te vuelves más naranja,
naranja.
¿No? Es como el moreno británico, ¿no?
Sí.
Naranja.
Bueno, ¿y tú estás bien?
Yo sí, yo estoy bien. ¿Y tú cómo estás? No te he preguntado yo a ti.
Bien, muy bien, muy bien. Fenomenal, sí.
Me alegro.
Tenemos aquí a tu hermana y a José,
sí.
El novio de tu hermana.
Pero se van mañana ya.
Sí, sí, mañana se van. Sí, a Manchester, ¿no?
A Manchester, sí.
Pero ha sido bonito tenerles aquí.
Sí, y José, que es un chef, preparando... Hoy ha preparado scones para desayunar.
Sí, hemos tenido un desayuno, dice el británico.
Británico.
Y scones, ¿sí?
Scones, sí.
Normalmente por la tarde tomamos scones.
¿Tú qué dices, scones o scones?
Yo digo scone.
Scone, porque tú eres del norte, ¿no?
Sí, por supuesto.
Vale.
Vale, ok, Cynthia.
Sí.
Right, one of the things that used to confuse me massively, and still I still have doubts about it, is
vale.
When in English we have one verb, which is to become. Okay, and we use it massively. He's becoming this, this became this, whatever, yeah? Now, in Spanish, there are a number of verbs that do that job, yeah? So,
uh-huh.
Hopefully today you can help us to put a little bit of clarity on...
Okay,
on
I'll do my best.
How this... Right, okay. So, principally, there are three verbs that are used to talk about becoming in Spanish.
Yes.
Volverse.
Uh-huh.
Hacerse.
Sí.
And convertirse en.
Sí.
Okay. So, can we focus on volverse?
Okay.
Now this, if you were translating that, would be to become. Yeah?
They all translate all to become.
To become,
yeah.
Yeah, but they all have slightly different jobs. Some
yes.
overlap, yeah?
Yes.
So, volverse, could you give us a couple of sentences that would use volverse?
Volverse would be something like, it turned into.
Uh-huh.
I know it's to become,
yeah.
But it's like, it changed and turned into something.
So if you're talking about a person changing personality,
exactly.
So it's like a change. It's almost like an organic change. It's not a forced change. It's like something
it's
this natural progression.
Well, it could be forced, but doesn't tend to be forced.
Okay.
Se volvió un estúpido.
Okay.
So, he became such an idiot.
Uh huh.
It turned into an idiot.
Turned into, became.
Became,
yeah.
Sí.
So that's a good tip. This is volverse. If you can change the become into he turned into, okay, then that's a good one to use. Because you wouldn't, for example, if you said he became a teacher, you wouldn't say he turned into a teacher. You would say a different way, which we'll come to, yeah? So this is he turned into, yeah?
Yes.
And if, you know, he turned into a nice person.
Se volvió una buena persona.
Well, and there's no preposition there, it's just se volvió una buena persona.
Se volvió una buena persona.
Okay.
And because the verb volver is in it, some people think that he was like that before, then he changed and then he
became again.
Became that again. Because of volver, can also means again or return, but it doesn't have to do with that.
It's not.
Volverse something is to turn into something.
Okay. All right, so brilliant. So turned into. So. Although it's become, he became, if you can put that into, turned into, volverse. Okay, what about hacerse?
Hacerse is something that you do normally on purpose, like with jobs. We tend to use it with jobs. Me hice enfermera.
Okay, so I became a nurse.
Me hice profesora, me hice...
Okay.
That's something you do on purpose.
So on purpose, so you have to work to become... So again, a tip would be if you can put in the word I worked or he worked to become, then that would be hacerse. Yeah, there's an effort in there.
So again, if I said the same sentence that I used before, like a bad person or an idiot, If I chose a Cerse, that would mean he worked into becoming an idiot.
He did it on purpose.
Yeah, I am going to be an idiot.
Right.
Se hizo un idiota. That, you know, that would be self work.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to become an idiot.
Okay.
So
this one, hacerse, is work to become.
Yes.
So use that as a measure. Can I say he worked to become?
Made myself this. Mm-hmm. I made myself a teacher. Made myself. That's why we say hacerse, because you make it to yourself.
Okay.
I made myself this.
Right. Excellent.
Se hizo una estrella del cine. Se hizo cantante.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay.
And then we've got convertirse en.
Convertirse en, okay. Convertirse en is like an evolution, okay?
Okay.
Maybe it's a little bit more poetic than the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Se convirtió en, and yeah, we usually like with something like has evolved from something to the other thing, like what's a cocoon?
Cocoon, yeah.
Evolved into a butterfly.
Okay, yeah.
El capullo se convirtió en una flor.
El
gusano se convirtió en una mariposa.
Would you use a boy became a man?
El niño se convirtió en un hombre. Ajá.
Okay.
Or you can also say se hizo un hombre.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what you really mean.
I'm going to come back to that because I've got a couple of non-se.
Yes, you can say se convirtió en... Yeah, like evolve. It's something that evolves.
So it's a transformation and an evolution. So if you could, with this one, you could convertirse en, if you can put he transformed into, as well as using becoming, he became, he transformed into, that then probably convertirse en, yeah?
Yes,
so the cocoon transformed into a butterfly,
yes.
Became a butterfly. The boy transformed into a man, became a man. So it's more if you can use that transform into, yeah?
And this verb, convertirse and hacerse, are, in some sentences, they could be interchangeable.
Mm-hmm.
Because hacerse also requires an evolution. But hacerse is more like you do it on purpose. Convertirse doesn't necessarily mean on purpose. It's just an evolution. But volverse is completely different. Volverse is to turn into something without wanting to.
Yeah.
Not without wanting to. Without, it's not on purpose.
Yeah.
It just turned out, something turned out that way.
Okay.
After something for a while.
Excellent. That's.
I hope that helps.
That puts it right. Couple of questions on hacerse.
Okay.
I've heard hacerse amigos.
Ah, hacerse amigos. To become friends.
To become friends. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Again, because you work on it, don't you? Nos hicimos amigos.
Mm.
But you can also say nos convertimos en amigos.
Okay.
That's like we were talking and that evolved into friendship.
Yeah. So less the more natural. We transformed into friends more natural rather than actually.
Yes.
They'd say we became friends.
Yes, exactly. But also in those sentences that you could swap, you could say hacerse or convertirse en. Maybe we would tend to say hacerse because convertirse sounds a bit more poetic. No, I'm not gonna say poetic because poetic sounds a bit posh. But just a little bit. I don't know how to really say. We would tend to say hacerse, because it's more common.
That's what
that verb is
more
common than convertirse.
And it's faster to
more like
say.
A beautiful verb, convertirse.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so it would be more poetic. It would be something you might read in literature rather than just somebody talking.
Not just literature. That's why I didn't want to say poetic, because you can use it. Of course you can use it.
Mm-hmm.
But we would be inclined to use hacerse in the times that you would use both.
And there's a song by Andy Lucas, and the La Niña se hizo mayor.
Mayor.
So that's another way of using hacerse, is actually to become older.
Sí, hacerse mayor. Sí, hacerse mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Como, oh, Sebastián, te haces mayor, ¿eh?
Yeah, you're becoming
older. By your attitude, you're becoming older.
Yeah. So, because normally that hacerse has an effort involved, but on that one, se hizo mayor. It's kind of like a natural evolution, but that's what they use. They tend to use that one for getting older, yeah?
Exactly. You couldn't say se convirtió en mayor in that particular sentence.
Yeah, okay. So just be careful, because what we're doing is we're giving you general guidelines, but there are always things that fall outside of that, things that, you know, one particular country will favour, etc., etc. But just a general way. So let's just review.
Okay.
So we've got volverse is
To turn into.
It's not a plan. So if you can change to become into turned into, then volverse. Hacerse.
Doesn't tend to be, I'm not going to say in 100% of cases,
no.
This is this. Because for sure there'll be the example that somebody's used it in a way that I say volverse and there was an effort, something like that.
Sure.
I'll say, as a general rule, volverse is to turn into something that wasn't planned.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, so...
Not 100% of the time.
So just...
For sure there'll be one.
90%
somebody would
of the
say,
time.
That is wrong.
Yeah.
In this sentence you can say this.
Okay.
But yes, let's say 90%
of the time. So 90% of the time. So we'll say, turned into, volverse. Then
yes.
We've got hacerse.
Hacerse. You work on it.
Okay.
Usually. You become on purpose something.
Yeah. Work to become. So see if you can try to translate the becoming into he worked to become, then you're going to be hacerse. Yeah? 90% of the time.
Exactly. And also hacerse amigos,
mm-hmm.
hacerse mayor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then convertirse.
Hacerse con doesn't mean that it's not the same. Hacerse con algo is not the same as hacerse algo.
Right.
Hacerse con algo is to get something, okay? Just
okay.
in case you see
right.
that.
Okay,
that's
so
something else.
Something else. Put that to one side.
Yeah.
And then convertirse en is transformed into. So again,
evolution.
if you can say it transformed into, it became, then you're going to be convertirse en. So there you are. Three different verbs, three different becomings, and maybe your Spanish is becoming much better the more videos
exactly.
that you watch. And what would that be? If your Spanish is becoming better?
Then I would say mejorando.
Mejorando.
Improving, we would say. Because sometimes, you know, sometimes you say something in English and you use the one verb, but
uh-huh.
we wouldn't use that. We would just say improving your... But, I mean, I don't think...
Or you could say it was becoming something...
Mejor.
Something. It was becoming something special.
It's se está haciendo especial. Se está haciendo especial.
Okay.
Se está convirtiendo
en
algo especial.
En algo especial. Okay. All right. Excellent.
Okay.
Muy bien,
gracias.
Cintia, pues muchas gracias por tu ayuda.
A ti, Gordon. Gracias.
Sí. Y bueno, nos vamos.
Y nos vemos.
Hasta luego.
Adiós.